Well, last year, National Geographic magazine created Geography Awareness Week to help young Americans better understand geospatial issues and recognize their roles as global citizens. Michigan State University plays the lead role in Geo Week in mid-Michigan with a variety of public opportunities designed to create an awareness about geography as both a discipline and as a part of everyday life. Current State will present several discussions on the many facets of geography this week. We lead off today's conversation with MSU professor Joe Darden. Dr. Darden's research interests are in the areas of urban social geography and neighborhood inequality. He's the author of 7 books. Peter Whorf's conversation with Dr. Darden kicks off Current State's Geo Week series.
Geography is the study of spatial analysis, let us say, and place matters. In any aspect of geography, we always start with the fact that place matters. Place essentially influences one's entire life from birth to death, really, because where a person lives, residentially speaking, influences where that person will go to school, where that person will essentially shop, where that person will get access to other kinds of opportunities, including jobs, and so forth. So in a sense, we in geography look at inequality between places. Meaning, for example, families that reside in places what we call concentrated poverty, these are neighborhoods where the 40% or more of the population lives in poverty. Those individuals will have a very, very difficult life chance because the school system will usually be less, essentially equal to the other schools within the metropolitan area. A child born there and remains there over time will also have a lower life expectancy, poor health, because the health aspects of that person's life will be impacted by where that person lives. And given that, you can look at inequality between those neighborhoods that are poor and those neighborhoods that are affluent, and you will find extreme inequality between those places. Also, you will find over time, there will be segregation that is created by where they live. This is not necessarily influenced by law, but influenced by where they live. And since it's geography as an issue, whenever you have boundaries drawn around those places, for example, that denies children an opportunity to go to school, based on where the higher schools are, they are restricted by the quality of education they receive. No fault of their own. In that sense, geography plays a critical role, and it should not be underestimated that that matters.
This is Current State here on WKAR. I'm Peter Whorf, and I'm speaking with MSU Professor Joe T. Darden as we follow Geography Awareness Week here at Michigan State University. Dr. Darden's interests encompass urban social geography, residential segregation, immigration, and socioeconomic neighborhood inequality. Dr. Darden's the author of numerous books, including recently Detroit, Race Riots, Racial Conflict, and Efforts to Bridge the Racial Divide. You use the term spatial mismatch in relation to geography. Can you expand on that?
If the population resides in one area where the jobs are few, that person will have an unequal unemployment opportunity compared to those people who live in places where jobs are very plentiful. It also influences one, auto insurance, for example. If you live in a place of concentrated poverty, you will have a higher insurance rate, even though you may be a very, very perfect driver. It doesn't matter because the insurance rates will be influenced by where you live. And the worst place you can live, believe it or not, are those places of concentrated poverty. If you can avoid those places, it's best to do so. Some people cannot avoid them, but it's best that they do. And so if you talk about trying to talk about equality, equality is not going to occur unless the population try to reside in places that already have characteristics that influences the quality of life. So neighborhoods matter, and they're unequal based on socioeconomic characteristics, race, ethnicity, immigrant status. Those neighborhoods are unequal. And if the neighborhoods are unequal, the opportunities for life chances will also be very unequal. That is what geography is all about. And we try to measure those things to see whether over time the situation's getting better. You hear much in the news about income inequality. We talk about income inequality based on places. And so where you live can be influenced in terms of income inequality, educational inequality, occupational inequality. All of those things matter. And we map those things out. So geography is more than mapping. We use the maps for analysis purposes to convey to the people how unequal places really are. That's what we do in terms of geography.
Professor Joe T. Darden, we're speaking with him as we observe Geography Awareness Week here at Michigan State University. On Current State, we'll be bringing you this week-long series. Dr. Darden specializes in urban social geography. He's the author of numerous books, including recently Detroit Race Riots, Racial Conflicts and Efforts to Bridge the Racial Divide. Professor Darden, thanks very much.
You're quite welcome.
For Current State, this is Peter Whorf.